But I think we should take a minute to reflect upon the huge, huge steps forward that have been taken in teacher training. And this is really evident in the recent survey that the UCL Centre for Holocaust Education have just released. And it really does, I mean, it shows weaknesses still in teacher subject knowledge, but at the same time, it shows that the vast, vast majority of teachers are now receiving some form of training on the Holocaust, and that their, as a profession, subject knowledge has massively increased over the last 10 years, which I think we can certainly celebrate. I'm wondering, Tom, in your reflections, in your histories of British memory of the Holocaust, can we see the effects of education in wider society?
I mean, sometimes the aims, or at least the outcomes of Holocaust education, are set extraordinarily high. One thinks back to when David Cameron was Prime Minister and the launch of the Holocaust Commission, which essentially said, I believe in the thing, that learning about the Holocaust will produce more empathetic citizens. Well, you know, that is an extraordinary claim, that somehow learning about the Holocaust will make us better people. And you know, that seems to me an impossibly high bar to set and to judge. So, you know, has Holocaust education had those kind of impacts? I doubt it very much.
It recalls actually a few years ago, as part of my PhD, I was observing a teacher training session on the Holocaust. And towards the end of the session, one trainee teacher put up her hand and she said, "So, if I'm to understand this correctly, the objective of teaching the Holocaust is to prevent a genocide. And, you know, how am I meant to assess that?" And I think it just, as you say, like the bar is so high, and what we expect of Holocaust education perhaps is far beyond what any teacher can ever deliver. I don't know, Corey, if you have any additional thoughts on that as a teacher trainer of the Holocaust.
I mean, I think expecting your Holocaust education to single-handedly address society-wide issues of structural racism or prevent future genocides is ambitious to say the least. But I do think there is an impact on an impact from teaching about the Holocaust, just as there is with all of our learning. And I do think in terms of character education and in terms of citizenship education, it's an important aspect of that. I don't think it is the be all end all for students to learn about the Holocaust and then come out as better people. But I think if we see our schools as having a commitment to improving the kind of discourse we have in society, of producing good citizens, as it were, from the young people in their care, I do think learning about the Holocaust can be a key part of that, alongside a wide-ranging education on a number of issues and a number of principles as well.